You probably decided to listen to this episode because you felt that sting looking at your bank statement and thinking, wait, what is this charge? We're living in a world of endless subscriptions, TV, music, fitness, food delivery, cloud storage, and most of us have no idea what we're actually paying for. If you've ever tried to cancel something and you found yourself in a digital maze, you're in the right place.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Current Thoughts. We're your hosts, D and J, a married couple who love diving into honest, open conversations about the issues, ideas, and everyday experiences that shape our lives, with curiosity, compassion, and a deep desire to grow.
How did we get here? The rise of subscription everything.
So I can remember back in the day when we were kids, I'm sure you probably remember this as well, there wasn't a lot of subscription-based services, but one stands out to me. BMG. Do you remember that one?
BMG?
That was the where you could order like 10 tapes or
yes,
CDs, whatever, for a penny.
It was BMG.
I think that was one of them. That was one of them.
Huh.
And I just remember it was in the back of magazines and stuff like that. And it was an advertisement that enticed people to basically, you could get like all these CDs for basically a penny. But then it was a subscription
service. Yeah, I don't know if it was CDs or if it was cassettes.
It started with cassettes.
Right.
But then I actually did it when it was CDs too.
Okay.
And it was a way for you to kind of build up your music collection.
Right.
But things have changed quite a bit since then. I mean, we have obviously with Apple streaming, Apple Music streaming, with obviously all the TV show subscriptions. You have your Amazon Prime subscription.
You've got a ton of different subscriptions out there.
Not to mention, obviously, with your smartphones and your wearables, you got your fitness subscriptions.
Right.
I mean,
right. You got Spotify, you got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Peloton, Calm, Fitbit, Fitbod. I mean, you name it. You've got Microsoft, Canva, Notion, yep. Adobe. I mean, there are so many subscriptions out there, and I bet nobody knows how much they're spending a month on subscriptions if you walked the streets and asked people what they were spending money on.
Yep, you even have meal services and stuff now, and razors.
Stitch Fit for clothes, pet food deliveries. It's endless. It's absolutely endless, and it's overwhelming.
Can you even remember what your first subscription was?
Probably the penny.
Oh, that was tapes. Before that. I mean, I'm talking about like modern
day. Oh, modern day?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I would say, I'd say for me, maybe it was Amazon. Like, obviously their delivery service, but then it started coming with extras and stuff like that. Of course, it kept increasing in price every year as well.
Right.
But
yeah, you probably had, I know you had Amazon before I did. So that might have been your first early 2000s.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I'm not sure if that was my first or not, but that was definitely something I remember being probably one of my first.
Mine would have been something probably from my iPhone. Probably.
That's true. Or maybe did iPod have services? I don't think they had.
I didn't have an iPod.
You didn't?
I didn't have an iPod.
I don't think we had the services there. It wasn't that we had to pay for no subscription. But it was definitely, yeah, I don't think there was a subscription on that one. If there was, I mean, maybe there was with Apple Music to download like songs or whatever, but I think, right. I don't think that was a subscription at first. I think that was basically just all, like you
iTunes.
Bought an album or bought a song.
Right.
And then you were able to stream it.
Right. And when did you start feeling overwhelmed by how many you had? In the last few years?
Well, honestly, it's not really something I think about. I think you bring it up to me more than I do because you kind of see charges like, oh, when you're doing the budgeting and stuff, you kind of like, hey, what's this from? And I think that's where a lot of people are, is it's out of sight, out of mind. The whole psychology behind it is it's kind of like a low friction purchase. It's a small amount that usually doesn't, you know, think like, oh, it's going to affect your budget that much. Because
make or break you.
Right. It's only like $10 a month or $5 a month or whatever. But it's a way that I think a lot of businesses, they see the psychological effect of that, where they can sit there and say, hey, we can charge a subscription for this. The user will sign up for it. Not every user is going to remember to cancel it, or not everybody's going to use it every month, but they're still going to, you know, their credit cards are going to get charged every month.
Right.
And it's kind of a way of kind of taking advantage of the consumer, but, you know, if right. the consumer is not on top of it, then...
Yeah, businesses have realized that reoccurring revenue creates stability and consumers get hooked on convenience. And the sheer volume has crept up very quietly. Yeah, a lot of different subscriptions, they offer you the free trials and then it converts without us even knowing. Especially if the cancellation process is difficult. Sometimes that makes it a lot more difficult than people want to take the time. So they just say, you know what, forget it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, you're better at that than I am when it comes to, if you sign up for a free trial, you'll set a reminder. That's kind of rubbed off a little bit on me. And so I've kind of started doing that. Whenever I subscribe to something for a free trial, I will put it in my calendar to make sure I cancel that subscription like a day before or something, just so I don't get charged again. But it's definitely something that you have to be mindful of. You have to learn how to manage those subscriptions.
Right.
I mean, I've even seen now we order stuff off, like we just ordered some pills from Amazon. And even those come in a subscription.
Right.
So a lot of times, you know, things you may not even think of a purchase from Amazon, all of a sudden now you're in a subscription. Next thing you know, you're getting another bottle of pills in a set time frame. If you don't manage that, if you don't go in and actively be a participant in that, then...
You might have an abundance of vitamins that you need to take every day to make sure that they don't expire before you can take them all.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I utilize my smartphone. I've got a calendar, and if I have a subscription and I want to cancel it at a certain time, I put that in my calendar, and when it comes through, I cancel it. I've got that reminder on there.
Yeah, you are definitely the exception to the rule. Majority of people out there, they are not on top of those things, especially with, again, the amount of subscriptions that people are overwhelmed with. They don't even realize it. Like you were saying, they don't even realize how many subscriptions they subscribe to. They have no idea how much it's costing them each month. And a lot of them, they're not even using.
Right.
I mean, we were just having this discussion with your mom's boyfriend.
Right.
The other night, because he still has DirecTV, but yet they have all the
streaming services
as well. And it's like, what are you doing? You're paying like $200 for DirecTV on top of maybe more than $200 for
streaming services, right? It's convenient. I get it, but be on top of it and save some money, because you don't need all of that. It's just not necessary.
Well, that's a prime example of an older person not understanding or having enough knowledge with technology, because he just got fiber as well, hardwired to his house. And he's had such a bad
experience
with internet in the past when it was wireless or not reliable, that he doesn't understand how reliable fiber actually can be and is.
Right.
And so he's afraid to get rid of that DirecTV, afraid of not having the TV experience because the internet went down.
Right.
And I get it. That's an old way of thinking. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of pushing away from, you know, what was normal TV. But I told him a real simple solution, which is something we did before we even sold our house, was we got rid of DirecTV because we saw the cost benefits of it.
Right.
We bought an over-the-air antenna because You can get all your local channels in high definition for free as long as you have an over-the-air antenna. And then you have a few streaming services.
Right.
That you can sign up to. And some of them, like Sling, or I'm not even sure if Hulu, but one of them, they do live TV, and you can sign up to the subscription and still get some of those same channels that you would have gotten on cable or DirecTV.
Right.
But again, my dad's in the same boat as well, because my dad has DirecTV and then he has all the streaming services as well. But my dad's in a different position than your mom's boyfriend as well. He actually has the money to kind of waste on that stuff.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is. It's wasteful. It's very, very wasteful. There's so much money that you could be saving by just being more organized or diligent on making sure that you canceled the things that you don't necessarily need. And companies thrive on that. They are banking on that. That's the whole premise, it seems like, of subscriptions.
Right.
Is they're banking on that person not needing it, but yet paying for it because it's just easier.
Yeah. Being somebody who's in the tech industry as well, you see this happen a lot more with software models as well. I know me and you, we both subscribe to like Adobe for Adobe Lightroom and Photoshop because we're photographers. And I want to say we pay $10 a month for that. And that's something that we actually use though.
Right.
For our photos.
Yeah. There's been several times when you've gotten some kind of tech subscription and a few months later, I'm like, what is this? And you're like, oh, that was such and such, but I'm not using it anymore. I'm like, then why have we been paying it for 3 months? You need to cancel it. So we have definitely fell into that realm of subscription catch, I guess. And it's very frustrating, especially when it's spouses where you have an email, I have an email, and I can't see those charges, or I can't see those emails saying, hey, you've got a free subscription for 3 months. So basically one of the things that we've done to try to alleviate some of that is we do now have an email address for both of us. And when we're doing stuff like that, we try to use that email so one or the other can keep up on those subscriptions and know when they need to be canceled.
Man, I just think about it now and I'm just thinking about, because even like Dollar Shave Club, you know, I have subscriptions to them. I have Manscaped. That's another one that I subscribe to. And I've been, again, guilty of this as well, where, you know, because we're traveling, we're going on a trip or something, I forget to cancel the subscription. And next thing I know, I get something that I really didn't need
right
at the time. And
yeah, you have a lot more subscriptions than I do. I don't have very many at all. I know we have a couple for our dog, and you have several because of being in the tech world. But I just don't find myself doing very many subscriptions, maybe a vitamin here or there I've got. But there again, that's for both of us. I just don't.
Well, I'm in the tech industry, I'm the one that signs us up for those. Because obviously, like we have Google Drive, we have Microsoft 365.
Right.
We also have Adobe. Those are all things that we both use.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I do have some, like, for my phone, like the weather. I am really into watching the weather, and I don't want commercials. I don't want ads. I don't want any of that. So that's something that I'm willing to keep my subscription going. I have a journal app that I have a subscription to. So I do have some, but I use them all, and I try to stay on top of the cost of what our subscriptions are. But, yeah, I bet there's a lot of people out there that just their subscriptions a month are just sky high.
Well, and here's something that really brought it to light. I just watched an episode of the new Black Mirror on Netflix a couple nights ago, and they had an episode on, I'm not sure what it was called, but it had to do with subscriptions and the point where, like, I want to say like his wife had a piece of her brain taken out and had machine replicated, basically transmitted like a cell tower to her brain.
So she could keep her alive.
To keep her alive and keep her functioning. And, you know, the entry was really cheap to get her in. And then all of a sudden, they started pushing out to where she started spouting off like commercials. And just out of the blue, when she did that, she was kind of like blacked out. So she didn't know what was going on. And this started happening because she was a teacher, started happening at school, which started becoming a problem. And then in order to get her off of that, they had to upgrade to the next tier, which was the plus version of it.
Right.
And so that got it. But then that costed, you know, more than double of what the subscription fee was, which was already high.
Right.
I think it started off at $300, then it went up to $800. And then they started automatically just pushing that out, and that became the new standard level. And you can kind of see how this
gets out of control.
Businesses can take advantage of people. They get them started on one thing here, but like you were saying, like to not see the ads in an application, right? Because we all do that as well. Like if we get annoyed with the ads or something, we don't want to see those all the time. So we pay that subscription fee so we don't have to, or maybe sometimes it's a one-time fee, but most times it's a subscription fee to not see those. And you can kind of see if you just the wormhole that goes down.
Right.
And how people can get sucked in all the time.
Yeah. People need to do a mock budget review. Show what happens when you tally them up. Do this for yourself. If you've got six services and they're $10 to $15 a month, that's $60 to $90 a month, which is $720 to $1,080 a year. So when you see those bigger numbers, I think that's when people say, oh, wait a minute. Because $10 to $15 a month doesn't seem like a lot. But when you start getting into those bigger numbers and you look at it on a yearly budget, that's where it's really hitting the pocketbook for sure.
How many do you think we have?
I bet we have at least 20.
You think that many?
I bet we do.
See, now, normally I wouldn't think that we'd have that many, but I guess.
Because do you have any on your phone?
I did, but I got rid of them.
All of them?
I believe so. No. I have one. I have one that I probably need to cancel. It's probably overdue to be canceled. It was one for my sports card collection. Mm. I probably need to cancel that one. But there was another one that I had on there for like a meditation
app
that it was one of those where you pay yearly instead of monthly.
Right.
But it was still like sometimes even those are just as bad because, yeah, they get you to sign up annually. But if you don't, knowing that you're not going to be using it every month kind
right.
of thing. And then a lot of times, if you don't put the on your calendar when it comes around next year,
yeah,
it's easy to forget. And then next, you know, it gets automatically recharged.
Well, we've got Netflix. We've got Amazon. We've got Adobe.
We've got
Microsoft 365. Do we have Canva still? No.
We never had Canva yet.
Okay.
We have
Dollar Shave Club.
We've Google got OneDrive.
Google OneDrive. We've got vitamins for our dog. We've got a water thing for the dog as well. That's 8. Can you think of any others?
What did you name off of mine?
Dollar Shave Club, Adobe, Microsoft.
Manscaped.
Oh, that's 9.
Walmart Pay. Or Walmart
Plus. Walmart Plus, that's 10. Yeah, maybe we have less than I think we do.
Yeah, we've definitely scaled down quite a bit.
Right.
Did you put Netflix?
Yep.
You have Netflix?
I did put Netflix. We have YouTube Premium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we have Apple.
And we have ChatGPT.
That's 13. Yeah. We have Descript.
No, we had Descript.
We had Descript,
We only did that.
We have Grammarly. Oh, that's 14.
We used to have a hiking one, too.
Yeah, I've canceled that because we haven't been hiking. Do we have Riverside still? No.
No.
So we've got 14, WES. No, that's ChatGPT. So that's 14 that I can think of. If you're talking Costco, Sam's Club, there's 15, 16.
Right. Yeah, it adds up. I mean, like I said,
so we probably have 20.
A lot of times, if you don't stop and think about it, you really don't know what you have. Especially if you're an individual, it's easier because, again, you could take account for all that. But if you're a couple like this, a lot of times, again, I didn't know that, you know, certain ones that you had, and then I'm sure there's ones that you know that, or you don't know that I had when you were asking, like, what's this charge? And
right. Yeah, subscriptions are low friction purchases, but they're small amounts. The auto renew in the background, out of sight, out of mind. Free trials often convert without us even noticing, especially if cancellations are difficult. People just don't want to deal with it. People are busy. They don't want to take the time to cancel their subscriptions if they make it difficult.
I almost think it's pretty savvy on a business to offer like a 14 or 21 day trial, free trial. Because it puts more time in between when you sign up for that free trial to when it actually gets charged. So you don't remember a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Whereas if it's like a 7 day or a 3 day or something like that.
You're going to remember.
You're going to remember. Or you'll just use it for a day or two and then you know you're going to cancel right then and there.
Right.
Stuff you probably don't even think about. Again, that goes into the psychology of the whole subscription model.
Right.
So next time you're signing up for something, make sure you think about that. Make sure you take some time if you're signing up for a free trial to actually put it in your phone to remind you a day before to cancel it.
Right. Exactly. So and we're often more emotionally attached to some of our possibly, you know, the possibility of using that service instead of actually using that service too. It's like, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I might use that. That sounds like a good one. I've done that with some of the photo apps that, you know, I'm like, oh, I would love to be able to do that with my photo. Yeah, I might do that. And then 3 months later, I'm like, I've never even touched it. I don't even need that. So definitely taking an audit and cutting back. We can kind of go over that a little bit without feeling deprived of your apps or your subscriptions.
Yeah, the best thing to do is if you can't think of all your subscriptions is check your bank or credit card statements for recurring charges. Go back a full year and because you're not just looking for monthly charges, you're also looking for yearly charges because a lot of times.
Right. Some of them are yearly.
Right.
Annual instead of. Right. Yeah, you can use a budgeting app or you can just use a spreadsheet. As well, that's what I have. I have a spreadsheet that I kind of keep mine on.
Well, some of the new apps actually have that built in, so they can look at like budgeting apps.
Right,
they can actually look at your transactions and actually see what subscriptions you're subscribed to, and they can actually give you a list of subscriptions as
right.
well.
Right, they'll flag them, or yeah, like Rocket Money or Monarch or right. YNAB. Yeah, they'll flag your subscriptions as well. So that's a good thing to do. But list your subscriptions and rank them. Essential, something you use daily, occasional, maybe you use it a couple times a month or only a couple times a year. And then
the negligible one.
Yeah, the ones you don't ever use.
Let me say that again. The negligible.
Right, the unused. Right, the unused ones. Decide what to cancel, pause, or rotate seasonally, maybe even.
I know that's something that I've tried to take advantage of is I try to sign up for subscriptions, especially annual subscriptions, around Black Friday because you get the best deals around that.
Right.
But those are usually the annual ones. And that's when it seems like everybody's offering the best possible deals. And so obviously if you sign up for yearly, like I think we did that initially with Microsoft 365, we got a Black Friday deal when we signed up for for that.
Right. Yeah. Make a list during the year of maybe some subscriptions that you really want to get, but you know that you know it gets overwhelming. And so you don't want to just keep adding them up And then when Black Friday comes around, try to get them right around Black Friday because you know that every year they're going to have that same sale. Yeah, if you had to cut 3 subscriptions today, what would they be?
I think they would probably be...
Costco?
No, definitely not Costco.
Definitely not Costco.
I think it'd probably be Manscaped. Because I don't really, I think I keep deferring that one. If I had to pick three, it would probably be Manscaped, Netflix, and Sam's Club. The ones I definitely would not, I guess, are there any that you wouldn't cut? Like just the ones that you find too valuable to.
I wouldn't cut Netflix. I watch it too much. I watch it a lot. So I wouldn't cut that. But there's not too many that I have that I would want to cut, only because I'm pretty frugal about the subscriptions that I do get. Maybe I would do my weather, but I use that every single day.
Well, I guess
it's hard. It's hard to clean out the closet. Basically, it's hard to get rid of clothes. It's hard to get rid of stuff sometimes. Even us with, you know, living more intentionally, we still have, you know, subscriptions, and to ask somebody to get rid of something that they think is important to them, it's hard to do, whether it's tangible or a subscription. Well, cutting back doesn't mean you're being deprived. It's just about intention.
Right.
So what truly improves your life consistently, basically? That's a hard question to answer for a lot of people.
Yeah, we often equate convenience with value, but that's not always true. Many subscriptions are rooted in fear of missing out or identity, feeling like we should be into fitness or reading more. We didn't even get into that part. The whole thing about, I mean, obviously we don't live close enough to a gym, but if all those people that have gym subscriptions that sign up for those and then they don't go,
right,
they go like the first month or two.
Right, right.
I just totally forgot about that.
Right. I also do have a subscription to Audible, but there again, I'm not a big reader, so I take advantage of when they have 3 months for 99 cents and then I cancel it. I don't keep paying $12.99 a month.
I always laugh at that because, yeah, you like to sign up for like Audible, but I'm like, when do you have time to read? Because unless we're on vacation on a cruise, like I'm just like, but then again, a lot of times Audible, you're just listening to them too. But
right.
So like obviously.
Well, I have started listening to books on my long drives to Idaho. So I did find that very rewarding when I did that. When I came back last time, I had a 10-hour book and I have a 10-hour drive. So I was able to get through that whole book by myself because I was driving by myself. So I'm getting ready to do it again. So I have to make sure that I've got a book and it makes the drive go a lot faster.
I always find that kind of odd is like, so you listen to audiobooks in the car. My brother does as well. And I'm just like, well, if you guys like that, then maybe you should listen to some podcasts because podcasts are free. You can just download them, download episodes, and then listen to them there too. And that's what I do. And I remember I used to get a lot of crap for that as well because when like we would go in the car and you wanted to listen to music and I'd put on a podcast and it may have been about something that you weren't into or something. But yeah, I just always find that interesting that if you're listening to somebody talking about a book, what's the difference between listening to a podcast as well?
I think it's the story.
Possibly. I don't know. But you deal with, maybe you don't. See, I'm not much of a big fantasy or fiction book reader.
Yeah, I like a lot of Nicholas Sparks. And I think it's the story because you read chapter one or you're listening to chapter one and you want to know what happens to chapter two. And by the time you're at chapter eight, you're maybe 8 hours into your drive. And you're like, oh, wow. But with a podcast, the podcast is maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes long, and you're constantly going through different podcasts. And so it's not the same. For me, it doesn't equate the same. Like I've got one book that I can listen to for all of 10 hours, and it makes it go by fast. And I'm not having to switch between one thing or another. Mm. And I'm staying focused, I think, on one particular story instead of being pulled in maybe eight different directions from a podcast.
So let's get back to living intentionally and what that means when it comes to aligning money with values in correspondence with subscriptions. So, for example, if you value your time with family, do your subscriptions support that?
Right.
They might on some of these streaming services.
Absolutely.
You know, they might support, you know, movie night or,
right,
you know, binge watching a show or something over the weekend or something, right, with family.
Watching a Disney movie with the kids.
And if you value creativity, are you paying for tools that actually help you create?
Right.
Or are you just using the free versions of them and frustrating yourself because you're not actually able to, like,
do everything that it offers?
Yeah, like maybe we've done that before, like with Canva. We've been kind of back and forth. Should we subscribe? Should we not subscribe?
Right. Trying to just utilize the free version until we figure out what it is we really need instead of jumping the gun. Yeah. Has your view of convenience changed since living more intentionally?
It has, but I think that's
absolutely,
that's due to you helping me out because you're, again, more responsible when it comes to that. You're the one that's helped me to now where I've actually started setting more reminders on my phone whenever I do sign up for something to cancel it.
Right.
That's definitely due to you. When we choose what to pay for consciously, our money stops feeling like a leak and starts feeling more like an investment.
Right.
And that's kind of the push I want to start making more of.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people want to. It's just a matter of doing.
So here's a challenge for you for the week. Grab a piece of paper or open your notes app and write down every subscription that you're currently paying for. Tally the total and then ask yourself, do I use this regularly? Does this still align with who I am or what I value? And is it worth it?
Then cancel at least three of them. Just three. And when you do, tag us and share how much you're saving. We'd love to celebrate that win with you.
So before we let you go, we want to leave you with something that might just change the way you look at your money and your time. The average American is spending over $273 a month on subscriptions. That's more than $3,000 a year. And here's the kicker. Nearly 70% of those people underestimate what they're spending by more than $100 every month. And if you're between the ages of 25 and 40, you're probably subscribed to 10 or more services right now.
As we are. That's not just money quietly slipping away. It's mental clutter too. Every, I might use it someday, subscription is a decision waiting in the background, whether you realize it or not.
Subscriptions aren't just draining your wallet, they're draining your bandwidth. And you deserve to feel in control of both, because you can't live an intentional life with accidental expenses.
Every subscription you forgot is money you're choosing not to spend on something meaningful.
And convenience should be a tool, not a trap.
Audit your subscriptions like you audit your time, because both are leaking when you're not watching.
Thanks for spending time with us today. If this episode sparked something in you, share it with a friend, or even better, audit your subscriptions together. We'll see you next time on Current Thought.